Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sen. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. Today we're doing ADHD Q&A, and here's a question that I see a lot. Should I tell my child that they have ADHD? In short, my answer is, for the love, yes. Please tell your child. Now, breaking it down, it does not have to be this like big giant deal. A lot of times we approach it like it's like this birds and the bees level talk where like it has to be like a big thing and we got to make a big deal out of it. No, it doesn't have to be a big deal. You can just casually mention it in conversation, noticing the way that they do things slightly different than other kids do. There are ways that you can weave it into conversation and make it a normal part of your day and a normal part of your conversation. It doesn't have to be this sit-down moment, which, side note, the birds and the bees should also not be this big sit-down thing you have one time. Teaching your child these big concepts is not a one-time thing. It is something that we need to work on over and over again. Obviously, I wish that someone had known that I had ADHD when I was little, but I wasn't diagnosed until I was 19. The whole time growing up, I knew I was different, but I didn't know why. I want you to think of fruit salad. When you have a delicious bowl of summer fruit salad and you got your strawberries and your grapes and your cantaloupe, it all makes sense together, right? But I'm a tomato. Am I still a fruit? Sure. But do I go in fruit salad? No. If you throw a bunch of tomatoes in fruit salad, everyone's like, ugh, what'd you do that for, right? Like, we know that it just doesn't quite fit. When you're a child with ADHD and you don't know, you feel like the tomato in fruit salad. You're like, but I'm a fruit. Why don't I fit in here? I'm red. I got seeds like strawberries. Why don't I fit in here? And you're going around trying to make yourself into a strawberry so that you can blend in with the fruit salad and make sense. But you're a tomato. There's no way that you're going to make sense in that fruit salad. So please tell your child that they have ADHD. They already know that they're different. But when they know why they're different, then they don't take it on as a character flaw. Like, I'm the one who can't seem to figure out how to be in fruit salad, right? They're not over here trying to become something that they're not. They're not trying to pretend they're a strawberry so that they can fit in when they know in their heart this doesn't feel right. Because let's not knock tomatoes entirely. Ketchup is the most beloved condiment on the face of the earth, and you can't have ketchup without tomatoes. Mama, are you looking for some extra support? Could you use a few more like-minded mamas in your circle? Here is your official invitation to join our Facebook group, the Motherhood in ADHD community. Here you can ask questions, share advice, but most importantly, know that you're not alone. Click on the link in the show notes or search on Facebook for Motherhood in ADHD community. So come join our little corner of the internet with other mamas who know how your brain works and won't look at you crazy when you share what's floating around inside there. Instead, they'll say, I get it. I've been there and I know how that is. So come on, what are you waiting for? See you in there. Again, that's the Motherhood in ADHD community on Facebook. When your child has ADHD and they are different and they are wonderful and they have amazing capabilities, they are meant for making great things like pasta sauce and ketchup. So they don't fit in, you know, the fruit salad. It's okay. They're meant to find where they are meant to be. There's nothing wrong with being a tomato. There is something wrong when you try to make the tomato magically fit into this fruit salad and pretend like nothing's wrong. Everyone knows no one wants tomato in their fruit salad. Same thing with avocado. Nobody wants avocado in their fruit salad. But you know what? Who doesn't love guacamole? And if you don't, I don't understand. Come to Texas. Guacamole is amazing. Anyways, please tell your child that they have ADHD so that they don't take it on as a character flaw, that there's something wrong with them because they already know they are different. Give them words to put to their difference. It's not a label. It's not holding them back. It is allowing them to be who they truly are so that they can flourish and become great things like ketchup and tomato sauce instead of trying to be the weirdo tomato in the fruit salad. Let them be who they are and flourish in the way that they are, who they are meant to be, the brain that they have. But that gift of knowledge is step one in becoming confident in who you are as someone with ADHD. So, Successful Mama, have an amazing day, and we'll talk soon. Thank you for listening to Motherhood and ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodandadhd.com.